If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled Mike O'Mara Show podcast to bring you breaking coverage. Earthquake 2011. A major earthquake struck the coast of the United States, the East Coast, yesterday. We go to team coverage right now with your host, Buzz Burbank. Buzz?
I'm excited to be a part of this team coverage today, Mike. I am standing talking to you from Fairfax, Virginia, where people have reported, many, in fact, hundreds of people have reported items rolling off of granite countertops. Items rolling off of granite countertops here in Fairfax. Let's go over to Rob Spiewak, who's stationed where, Rob?
Leesburg, Buzz. Rob Spiewak, Pulse Beat News, featurette. This just in, earthquake 2011. I was in my home in Leesburg, Virginia, and when the earthquake struck, there was no doubt in my mind that my washing machine was off balance. By the time I got to my laundry room, I realized laundry was not being done, but it was indeed an earthquake. The children asked me, and you know, it's amazing, the innocence of a child. When the child comes up to me and says, "Featurette." The child says to me, "Dad, what was that?"
What?
And I said, "I don't know." Wait, hold it. This coming to me.
Huh?
We go now to Oscar Santana. Oscar, where are you?
Gentlemen, I'm reporting right outside of the Garcia Brothers Circus in Liberia, Virginia. There's been a travesty.
Oh, no.
One of the acrobats or trapeze artists.
Trapeze?
I apologize. The ground is still shaking as I talk.
I understand. What can you tell us? What do you see, Oscar?
They have fallen past the net. Oh, wait. One of them is dead. Oh, wait. The clown car's tipped over. Now let's go to Mark Ronick.
Oh, really?
Hey, guys. I'm reporting live from Temple Ur Hadash. We've seen Torahs flying across the room. Yarmulkes slapping people in the face.
Flying Torahs.
It's been a travesty here at Ur Hadash.
Hey, Mark!
Yes, Mike, are you there?
Your soup is ready.
Oh, that's my rabbi. Yes, back to Rob Spiewak.
Hi, Rob Spiewak, Pulse Beat News here in Leesburg, Virginia. It has just been brought to my attention that despite the 5.9 magnitude earthquake, Oscar Santana was not shaken into a state of alertness. Let's go back to Oscar Santana at Circus Garcia in Liberia, Virginia. Oscar, are you there?
I've left Liberia, Virginia. Now I am north of Baltimore.
God, it's a
I'm
fast
at
car.
The Jewish sex camp. Let me tell you. There's been a car wreck.
Oh, dear.
And Mark Ronick has birthed another baby. His wife is clearly upset.
Well, I guess that's it then.
That's our team coverage of yesterday's earthquake.
Thank you very much. Team coverage is now over. Thank you.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Universal has given Earthquake its maximum effort. Starting with a story and screenplay written by George Fox and Mario Puzo, author of The Godfather. Universal has enriched this fascinating drama of interwoven lives with a superb cast. Charlton Heston, Ava Gardner, George Kennedy, Lorne Greene, Genevieve Bujold, Richard Roundtree, Marjo Gortner, Barry Sullivan, plus the city of Los Angeles. and its millions of people, living, loving, planning, fighting, until nature's most violent upheaval forces them to battle and claw for life itself.
They indicate another pre-shock, probably before noon today.
And if it happens?
Then the big one follows in 48 hours.
If this damn bus, there won't be nothing between here and Wilshire Boulevard left to burn!
Fear and panic. Heroism and cowardice. Sadism and self-sacrifice. Hysteria and mass emotion that will surround and engulf you completely and make you feel you are there.
Hey, you're all gonna have to help yourselves.
Help me!
Get the hell out of here! He's breaking up!
It's the Michael Mayer Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. This is MikeOMaraShow.com. It is Wednesday, August 24, 2011, and we are over 8.5 million, I mean million, wow, downloads, and still growing every day.
Broadcasting, Mike, today. Broadcasting in Sense-A-Round.
Sense-A-Round, shake just like up. The earthquake movies. God, how do you remember that? Brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote today, please call this number, 866-347-5748, or visit their website at smartterm.com. You might be surprised by how much life insurance you can get for just $1 a day.
Good God, man!
Call now at 866-347-5748. Licensing and disclaimer information can be found on their website, smartterm, that's smartterm.com.
And I think that between an earthquake and a hurricane is a good time to update your life insurance.
Yeah, I think it's a very good idea.
Very timely.
And this is a bargain. Yeah, and absolutely, they can review all sorts of insurance,
less
correct?
Than a buck a day. Absolutely.
Smart Term can do that for you. They specialize in life insurance, but that's it. We're having some sort of major technical meltdown on the show right now, or are we not?
It's kind of a drill.
RJ had to step
Doesn't
out.
Doesn't it feel like RJ's working more now that he yes. knows he's almost unemployed?
I know. It's ridiculous. Well, as we all know, we're almost unemployed.
A lot of that going around.
You know, RJ's got he's got a seismologist waiting on the phone. He has to go take the call immediately.
Yes, I don't want to tip any hands here as far as my radio career is concerned, but boys, we might be expanding. Anyway, it's great to be with you today, and we've got a big show to talk about.
Yes.
Quake story.
Quake-tacular.
Quake. Story.
This was the best earthquake that doesn't involve Lorne Green ever.
Pretty amazing stuff. We'll talk about it in just a second.
Yay.
And then, you know, as Buzz mentioned, we're right in between.
Mm-hmm.
On the way is Hurricane Irene, but I don't think that's going to be
as big
a deal. And
not for us, anyway.
As a part-time Floridian, very part-time, I should say that I'm very happy that it skirted the peninsula.
I think Florida's going to be okay. D.C. is going to be okay. Maybe the Carolinas, not so much.
And my dad, quite uptight about his beach house.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's right sort of on dead center. As a matter of fact, the caretaker in his development spent all day yesterday collecting the horsefly traps because they didn't want them to blow away.
Horsefly traps?
These are propane-powered. They make a mild, moist heat and it draws in the horseflies.
Oh, really?
But, you know, you're looking at something that's got, like a grill tank on it and a big, like a structure.
Right.
They're worried that this is going to blow away.
I'm also attracted by a mild, moist
heat. You just relax.
Aren't we all, actually?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
When you really think about it. Also,
Mike O'Mara is out back hugging the horsefly trap.
I want to talk about the new stickers, because we're getting new stickers.
Cool.
Oh, good.
Mark, have they arrived yet, our new stickers?
I actually have a message into the gentleman right now. He said we should have them today, tomorrow.
Yay.
Very, very
excited.
Where's
the design? I haven't even seen a design.
Do you have an example
of
the sticker?
Yeah, I'll pull one up for you.
You'll like it.
Show Mr. Santana the design.
May I suggest a motto?
What's
How
that?
About this?
Well, a motto for the stick. The stickers are done, Rob.
Win with a sticker.
No.
And stick with a winner.
That's the WAVA.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
That's my entree into major market radio.
That's all
the
more reason.
Are you going to put on the outfit for us?
Feeling very nostalgic today. Feeling very nostalgic today.
Well, we all cheated death.
With radio news. And
right.
What?
Just for S's and giggles.
Yes.
Let's say once these stickers have been circulated throughout the area.
Yes.
Would it be possible for one of us to get in our car and do the sticker patrol for a podcast?
I think absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Let's,
I think, but I don't think you should have to put on the outfit again.
But I think that's an amazing idea. Mm-hmm. We bring back the sticker patrol.
Yes. Yeah.
And we take I think we take money out of petty cash.
Or, yeah.
And we all walk around with $5 bills. Mm-hmm. And if we see somebody with a sticker, we give them a $5
bill. I would love to do that.
Yeah, but could you explain to the maybe new listeners what the sticker patrol used to be all about?
Sticker patrol
people
was
under the age of 40.
When radio stations would have a sticker campaign. And the one we had at WABA, as Rob mentioned, was win with a sticker and stick with a winner.
Right.
And I was Nick Sticker.
You were.
And
so I did a Humphrey Bogart ripoff.
And my heart still are.
It was a Humphrey Bogart ripoff that I did. Right. And I was dressed in a Simon Bar Sinister suit.
Right. Love that.
Where with big shoulders, padded shoulders,
yeah.
Sort of a fake gangster suit with pinstripes. Mm-hmm. And this was what a high. This is Nick Sticker. If I see you with a Power 105 bumper sticker, you could win. And then we'd get in the station van, and I'd be having to wear this suit. And we'd drive for hours.
Dead of summer, right?
We were highly rated radio stations. Yes. I didn't see one of these goddamn stickers. They were so hard to find because they just started out. You know, it was very, very frustrating. As much as I had my radio wars with Opie and Anthony, the greatest sticker campaign, I think, in the history of
very
radio
successful.
Was the WOW Whip It Out Wednesday.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely yes. Going away.
They kicked ass with that.
But what about you in the dead of summer in a suit and an overcoat driving around with a promotions kid?
With Frank Murphy.
Trying to.
And Jesus Christ,
those were the days.
When you spotted a sticker.
And Smokey Rivers, the program director, who didn't call me Mike, he called me Nick because I was Nick Sticker.
Now, when you found
Nick,
when you found someone with the sticker, did you talk to them like Humphrey Bogart?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, how would that go?
Hi, I see you've got a WAVA sticker on. Here's your prize.
Can I give you a quick story about the sticker patrol that Q107 used to do?
Oh, way back when. Yes. That's right. Yeah.
So my sister, who at that point might have been 17 years old, which was a good look for her at that point. She comes home. She says, "Oh my God, this Q107 van's pulled me over. They said that if I put a sticker on my car, they'll give me $107.
Really?
So that's
kind of working it the opposite
way.
Yeah,
well, they were just trying
supposed to reward for
trying to pick
the
up the hot girl.
I love it.
I think it's phenomenal.
Isn't that cool?
Those stickers are awesome.
Can we show that to a camera?
I thought they were going to come in today. That's why I put it down there.
Show that to my camera.
The sticker itself, I looked at my sister and said, you know they were trying to have sex with you. And by that point, I was like 14 and I was going on.
Right.
And she said, no, they were just trying to be nice. I think they do this to everybody.
Yeah, right.
I said, that's never happened to Jose.
No.
And he's been driving around forever.
Not a chance.
And then there was also the wave of promotion that the number of presets you had in your car set to WAVA, you got like $20
I don't
per
even
preset.
Remember. I don't even remember.
So if you had
that.
Six presets, you could get $120.
Really?
So you'd get pulled over if you had a WAVA sticker.
Well, if you get. Oh, hold on.
Oh, wait a second.
That would be me.
We could pay people to preset static.
We have the same ring. So anyway, they're supposed to be in. I thought they were going to be in today.
Well, maybe they will. So he said they might be. So mail's not here yet.
As soon as we get them, we'll show them to you, and then we'll start selling them. Selling them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We have to monetize this show some way, ladies and gentlemen. So sorry, we can't give them away.
But
we're not a radio station.
On the bright side, it is a really high shelf adhesive.
Yes.
The quality of the sticker will surprise you.
Oh, I believe you
will. I will buy three.
Yeah, I'm going to buy 20.
Oh, yeah, I'll buy a stack.
It's
going to
be fantastic. Why am I itching?
I'm going to steal one.
I hate it when I have that naked scratch right there.
Buy one.
You're going to do what?
I'm going to steal it.
You better not.
Why would we buy
it? Is that your face on that T-shirt? You're wearing your
just in case he forgets.
You are a balloon head. You're part of the story about this hurricane. Not hurricane. Earthquake!
Earthquake.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to hit myself from now on when I say hurricane.
I like that.
Yeah.
Earthquake.
And I'm a balloon head.
Well, when you've got a home in hurricane territory and you've got a home in earthquake territory,
both.
You think of both.
Are you doing that to me again?
No, I'm not.
Are you
doing
painting
that
me? Don't paint the man who is about to lose
just
another everything. Job.
Don't worry about him. He's upset because he has two luxury cars that could have been ruined.
That's
yesterday.
Right. Absolutely.
And first of all, he didn't know where they were.
Right.
I'm upset that my pantry can't cool my lunch meats. That's what I'm upset
that
about.
That sounds dirty.
I'm upset that... No, I'm not going to say it. Anyway, but no. That's off-air stuff.
It's another adventure of Johnny Distracto.
So yesterday, here on the East Coast, ladies and gentlemen, and kudos
this.
To all the West Coasters that were so sanctimonious.
Of
and
course,
so,
they don't care.
Oh, you don't know what it's like. Well, screw you. We don't get them here, and we get excited. I don't think we panic, but
it's
we
rare.
Get excited, and it was exciting.
It was cool.
And I shared the experience here yesterday with Mr. Ronick and Mr. RJ, who are still
let's
here.
Let's see how calm they stay when they have their first snowstorm in L.A., their first blizzard in L.A.
Precisely.
Exactly.
So let's get right to it as far as that. I mentioned this on Facebook, and yes, I was pooping. I was in mid poop.
Wow, you know what it was? Mike was having big potty.
I was having big potty, which I really looked forward to. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you about the Wait Not, and I know they're a sponsor. Are they sponsoring today?
Yes, they are.
All right, I don't want to go too much about Wait Not, but the thing about the fasting part when they get, and you take the little fiber supplement, it's just really a detox. It's so wonderful. And there is there are a few good poos in
You
there.
Were already feeling the earth move.
Oh, yeah, and it's just a delightful. It really is just like, you know,
at one point,
a wonderful. You know, you have those experiences when they can be great or they can be very difficult or they can be just, whatever, you know.
At one point, did you feel that you were to blame for the earthquake?
It was not that good a poop.
I had a doctor who described perfectly what you're about to describe after my surgery, my life-threatening surgery like 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a gut thing. And I went back to him afterward and I said, you know, it's just not, you know, when I go to the bathroom, it's just not. And he said, soul satisfying. And I said, exactly.
Right.
So you're talking about this being a very soul satisfying
every
visit.
Time yeah. I go to the restroom, it's like it's either Lethal Weapon 1, 2, 3, or 4. There's always some sort of destruction. Someone gets upset. It never works out the way it should.
Are you ever handcuffed to it?
Rob Spiewak used an old line that I continuously use. When you really have trouble, it's like when it's brownie batter through a sieve.
Throwing it through a sieve.
That's not a good thing.
No, you don't want that.
That's not, but this was really, as a matter of fact, it was so good that it happened very quickly. And I think, can we all agree, you know, they talk about men being in the bathroom for a long time with reading materials, but really, if it's really good, it's over relatively quickly.
You're in and out.
In an ideal world, I love that. Your knees are locked, your legs are out straight in front of you. It only takes a matter of seconds.
And so I was finished with this.
Good.
And I was about to do
your brow.
I was about to do the post production. And suddenly it was, you know.
Yeah.
What's going on? What's going on? And
what was your first thought?
Number one, millions of people. The number one thought I had was, man, big ass truck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, I have a very busy road outside. You hear it sometimes. It actually bleeds through the podcast. And that's what I thought it was. And then, you know, about 10 seconds is all I needed to go, oh, my God. And I was off the bowl, flew downstairs where Ronick and RJ
were. Still pantsed?
That's it.
Let Mark do
RJ
this.
And I were sitting in here, he at the desk and I'm at the chair, and we were talking about Mike's internet and trying to finally get that resolved.
Right.
And then that's when the shaking started. And at first we just thought it was a truck. You know, because we hear a lot of stuff going on.
We hear trucks
on this
all
street.
The time. And we really are blocked off from the outside world here. We have, the windows are covered, everything's covered. You don't see what's going on outside.
Yeah, so then the shaking gets more intense.
Well, keep in mind, we had a car flip 30 feet from here. And
right,
exactly.
We didn't know what was going on. And then it starts getting stronger and stronger.
Right.
And then about at the peak of it, it was really funny. I stayed and I just tried to stay calm in my chair. I didn't know how to react.
Believe you were just sitting.
I was just sitting there.
With his computer screen.
Of course. Mark's initial
thought never leaves his body.
Mark's initial thought is, how can I sell this?
Yes. Well, I think in intense situations, my reaction is to always just calm.
It is.
It's just to stay calm.
Yes. I had the pure flea.
Well, that was the funniest part, and so did RJ.
Right.
Mike's at first. RJ pops out of his seat.
Ran to the door.
And, you know, we always joke about how slow he is. He did a beeline to the hallway, and he was panicked.
Well,
he was screaming.
Well, where the hell is
this? This is completely visual. But this was what I would think would happen with RJ.
We need
not for much longer. Not for
when
much longer,
RJ
Mike.
Feels something or thinks something's happening, he does something with his head and neck that only RJ can do.
Which is what?
Yeah, a tilt. It's almost like a dog. Yeah.
Exactly.
A puppy dog.
And Oscar had the expression nailed.
The
expression was like this. The expression was like.
Yeah. Right. And that's what it was at first.
It's like something.
Something's afoot.
It's really the expression of some sort of Christmas novelty statue. It's like open eye. It's wonderment.
I didn't mention this, and this could be a whole show, but having RJ up in Maine. And Carla would back me up on this. Another move that RJ has is when he requests something sometimes, when he wants something, he is a big pointer. He doesn't use words well.
No,
you're right.
So he will go, he'll go.
Oh, no. Right.
And not, he's done that in here. If something's not working, he'll go.
Like a baby. Yes.
He'll point like a baby.
I've known people.
He'll point like a baby. He'll point like a baby. He will. He'll point. There was like a piece of food. It was like the last lobster or something like that. We had a lot of these little lobsters up in Maine, and he pointed it and he was like, like that.
So when it got really...
Go get him. Go get him. See if he can come in. We need him for this.
We do.
We really do. One of those rare times.
The reason why I know that is because my niece Sophia, who is two, does the same thing.
It's like...
She points. Right.
We need you.
So we still...
They're not going to continue to employ you. Why are you giving them your time?
So we still haven't heard from Mark how you reacted. Because he has a perception.
So,
All
right, go ahead. RJ pops out of his chair and he runs to the hallway and he's atop of his lungs. Mike, are you okay? Are you okay, Mike?
That's my
buddy. Mike comes running down.
Oh, did you think... you thought something had fallen upstairs.
You fell.
That's what I heard, was something fall upstairs.
Okay, all right.
And so you think Mike... Maybe your belt buckle?
Wow. Yeah.
So then all of a sudden, we did hear a couple of booms and crashes upstairs. And then...
Can I say we would find out later, there was stuff that fell off the top of the window frame onto a table, knocking pictures to the ground.
You had stuff fall.
Oh yeah,
so did I.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, Rob, we're 60 miles away here, but
yeah,
we might as well have been 20. It was scary.
Yeah, and so Mike comes running down the stairs, literally like pulling up his pants.
I literally was pulling my
How
pants
many
up.
Times have we seen that right before showtime?
Oh, constantly.
I know.
Constantly with the parade of Russian hookers.
No wipage?
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Wipage was done later.
Oh, you got later.
Safety
but
first.
I will tell no, but I will also tell you that due to the quality I was
clean and decent.
It was a one wiper.
It was a one wiper.
Right after the earthquake, we saw Mike.
For me, there's never really a one.
Right.
Because I'm a little anal that way.
Uh-huh. Right after the earthquake when everyone left, Mike was spotted scooting around the carpet.
Sliding across like a dog.
But Mike, your intensity, your face, you had this shock on your face the whole time. When that was happening, you were running around with this intensity on your face.
I hate him.
You came back in, ran outside again.
I'm a little phobic.
I thought about you.
We'll take a break. We got more to cover on this Earthquake Wednesday, the day after the 5.8 earthquake on the East Coast, epicenter, Mineral, Virginia.
Nice.
And that sound like an old Wild West town?
It does.
We'll come back and cover more of this right after this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Wait Not. We talk about it all the time. RJ has lost 70 pounds, looking spelt. Looking good.
Amazing.
And seriously, not to call you out, but you've made it yourself public on this. How many more pounds do you have? You're at the halfway mark,
What's
right?
Your goal?
You want to drop over 100 pounds.
I want to get below 200.
And so you
That's
got a lot of weight.
75 more to go.
So you're at the halfway mark.
I
give you a round of applause that you've done very well. And, you know, one of the things I haven't asked you as far as Weight Not is concerned, you feel, does your energy feel different? Because you're a mellow, slow-moving guy, and I never know whether you have more energy or not. You're pretty steady Eddie. Do you feel more energy?
It has generated a lot more energy for me.
It's very apparent.
Can't you tell?
It may not be displayed.
Lift the microphone up a little bit so you can talk into it, so you'd have to put your fat chin into your chest.
Very well.
There you go.
Is that better, Mike?
He's got his headphones on, Mike, so he's doing sexy, RJ.
Can I talk like this now?
No, just
Who told you that when you talk a certain way, they're turned on by that talk?
Nobody.
Because you
did, Oscar.
No, you talk in a way that you are trying to F someone through the microphone.
You know, the thing is, though, he's so RJ.
I need to learn.
He's so never changing, always the same. That's
Johnny
what I like
Static.
About him.
Yeah.
He is completely the same. So you've done extremely
this is a
well.
Microphone.
See?
I'm trying to feed our families here. 855, wait, not 855-934-4486. Mark, you said during the earthquake he popped out of his chair.
He really did.
He wouldn't have been able to pop 70 pounds ago.
Mike, I knew you were upstairs.
That's right. He yelled up the stairs, Mike.
I didn't know what it was.
He yelled up
doing.
The stairs. He said, Mike, are you okay?
Well, just like Mark said, I wanted to find out what's going on. So my first instinct.
Well, I'm still doing a Wait Not commercial, so why don't you just give me a second here?
I'm sorry.
Unbelievable results you
Careful
can believe
Careful, he's going to reveal the end of the commercial.
Yeah,
WaitNot.com, 855-934-4486. Oh, congratulations to everybody that's listening to this show. Right. I'd like to congratulate Tab Patterson, who's doing very well on Wait Not. I am back this week on the what's called Jumpstart part of the program. I have lost in my second go round another 4 pounds, and I'm delighted with that. And I'm going to continue. My goal is to get to where Mr. French is right now, and I'm going to be better at it this time.
Excellent. I mean, his weight or his weight loss?
His weight.
Okay,
that's what I'm shooting for.
I start in September. September, you know.
That's
exciting.
I can't wait. You don't think that motivates me?
And by Christmas, I expect to look like Anthony Newley.
I know how you're going to do. Uh-huh. I already know how. Yeah, because I've seen you.
Because he's militant. Yeah,
he's focused.
Rob's obsessive.
Yeah.
Rob is an obsessive compulsive, and he will knock that out. I know you will do it because
this
will be easier than that last one you did.
I think it will because it's real life.
It's real life.
I'm as excited about that as I am about me quitting smoking. I mean, I think this is a huge boon for you. I'm very pleased.
And
we're going to do great.
Rob is super competitive.
Yes, he is.
He's going to want to show everybody.
I know
how great he can be.
I'm going to start mailing chocolates to RJ.
How boring we will all be when we are all skinny.
We don't eat. We don't smoke. We don't.
So to wrap it up, you yell upstairs. There's an earthquake. I fly down, pants, halfway
akimbo.
Up my legs.
Akimbo.
Akimbo. Akimbo. And
Mike,
it's an earthquake.
I'd never seen your face so serious.
Yes, it was intense.
You were intense.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. I believe it.
I didn't even know.
You were more shocked. Now I think I understand why, though. Because you were interrupted.
Well, when you realize you're sitting
like
here on the East Coast and we're getting, this is a real thing.
It never happens.
Well, it happened once last year. Mm-hmm. But
that was tiny in comparison.
But Rob, I remember I was in the parking lot at that station that I work at. And I was walking into the parking lot and... Mm-hmm. I heard what I said. I said, there's not a metro station around here because I heard what sounded like a metro train coming into a station.
Yes.
And that was just a little teeny tiny one.
The thing is, and that was so early in the morning, most Washingtonians slept through it.
Right.
If you were in bed, you didn't know.
Just like I slept through the aftershocks last night.
Yeah, as did
you know,
a lot
that
of
we got.
I didn't feel them at all.
Me neither.
Then it was supposed to, I guess they felt them down in Mineral. I talked to a guy from Mineral this morning who was talking about there is damage down in Mineral, Virginia.
There is. Yes. Culpeper.
A lot of, there's some crushed cars down there. Yeah, there are bricks that fell
chimneys,
off the building.
A lot of chimneys crumbled.
Yeah.
I was shocked to see what it did to the National Cathedral. Did you see that?
Well, that was just a couple of pieces of
but
the
still,
stone, but it was still scary.
Pretty scary.
It was still, and, it, you know, and the fact is we don't have these around here. And where were you when it happened, Buzz?
I was actually mowing my lawn, and I had stopped to make a turn. And while I was stopped, I suddenly found myself wavering back and forth, and I saw a power line sway. I saw all the birds fly out of all the trees.
Oh, yeah, I didn't talk to anybody about that.
And I saw the windows wavering on my house. Now, I was thinking about this, and I think my perception would have been totally different had I been indoors where things were actually falling. No pictures fell off the walls, but a lot of objects fell off of shelves in
my
house.
So when you say you were standing there and you were making a... You felt...
Stop for a turn.
You felt like you were unstable.
My feet were spread. I took a wide stance, but I felt myself...
Like you always do.
I felt myself wavering back and forth. And so it was weird, and it took me a while to figure out, to put all these clues together, to figure out what was happening. There was no sound associated with it, and then afterward, it got really quiet. I mean, the whole neighborhood just went eerily
dead
silent.
Did any of your neighbors pop out of the house?
And then
stuff?
The neighbors started popping out and yelling, did you feel that? Did you feel that?
And Buzz kept yelling, no!
Not a thing.
No, I didn't feel anything.
Sorry, it was the mower. Sorry.
Did you know by the time it was over, it was about 50 seconds probably, were you, by the time it was over, were you pretty sure it was an earthquake? Did you have any idea?
By the time it ended, I'm disappointed in myself that I didn't spot it sooner, that I didn't realize sooner what was going on. But it was just so weird, and it was just sort of this woozy feeling that you have, like something's terribly odd here.
Yeah, I heard from people that were outside that they kind of felt queasy all day.
Yeah,
because they felt like
it's
almost
unnerving,
like a seasickness type of thing.
Yeah, it is.
Rob Spiewak, where are you?
I am the biggest moron of ever. Because I'm in the basement. Now, I talked to a lot. Thank you. I talked to a lot of people.
Wait a second.
And apparently,
it was like 1:43. You already made it to your basement by that time?
Rob, let me explain what Rob's life is.
Do you listen to this program?
Rob's life is he leaves here and he gets to his computer with food as soon as he possibly can.
Actually, no food yesterday. I had to stop by Best Buy to get Jabril's birthday present.
Right.
And got home. And I had just gotten home, to be perfectly honest. Carrie and I did the handoff. She was on her way to work. And I started to feel this noise. And I said...
Come on, feel the noise?
And the weird thing is I'm
can
just...
Can I do that?
Yeah.
Come on, feel the noise! Nice.
Very good. And my initial feeling as the greatest parent ever is I walked over during this rumble and yelled up the steps,
Would you kids knock it off?
Oh, no.
I love that.
No.
Nice earthquake.
Really? Hand to God.
I love that.
Hand to God. Because when you have great. 3, 8, 9, 10-year-olds running around your house, you've heard noises not unlike this before.
Oh, my God.
And you're sure they were home?
Yeah, they were all three up there.
Shut up, kids.
Would you kids knock it off? I don't know what you're doing up there.
Shut the hell up.
Julia yells, Dad, not us.
So you didn't.
And I said, what is that? And she says, is it the washer? And so I said,
they don't know.
And I said, I don't know. And so I moved faster than I've ever moved. I ran up all the stairs because I thought the washer was all screwed up. The washer had stopped. The washer had been running,
right.
But it was kids' clothes. It doesn't unbalance on that.
Right.
When I got up to the second level of my house and I was hearing, yadda-da-da, 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 and I said, what is that? And by the time I stopped thinking, what is that? It was over.
Mm-hmm.
Because as Buzz says, it's so out of
so
context.
When did you clue in? When you found out
as
online?
As soon as it stopped.
How soon after you, like, you weren't sure? How long did you get to a computer?
Oh, no. The first thing I got was a call from my mom.
Oh, you got a call from
your mom.
Because
she works 2 miles away. She said, did you feel that?
Right.
And I said, yeah, what was that? She said, earthquake. And I just said, duh, of course.
Right.
Because the house was shaking. But I really did. It was so unnerving. And then I got the kids around, and I am so glad that the kids didn't know what was going on when it happened,
because
I think it would have flipped them out. I said, guys, you know what that was? And they're all three in a row. It's great. I love what I kids come down here, and they all come down because they think they're going to be in trouble whenever I call them in a stripe. And I say, do you know what that was? They said, what? It was an earthquake. And they're like, no, that is so cool. And then and I look at Jabril, and I said, Jabril, you got to earthquake for your birthday.
Oh, wow.
And I said, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna call it your birthquake.
Oh, that's
and
great.
It
Rob.
was a great moment,
your
and the fact that we all experienced it together.
That's
but
cool.
I really will always hold the fact that my first thought was to blame the children.
RJ and
so
Mark and I,
yeah.
We kind of shared it too. We kind of had a high five moment.
And you probably felt it worse because my dad, I think, was on the 7th floor when it happened. My mom on the 3rd floor.
Right.
The higher up you are, the more stuff that's going on.
And I
was basically subterranean. Mm-hmm. So to me, it mostly felt like a rumble.
Right. We were close, and that's what I was really aware of.
And you're closer to it than I was.
What were you going to say, RJ?
No, what I wanted to ask was, how soon after you got off the phone with your mother that you posted it on Facebook?
Because we went on Facebook and we went, Rob posted like 11 minutes ago.
Oh, no, that is such a lie. Mark beat me by over 2 minutes.
Yeah. I think I did.
Oh, did you beat him?
I literally said it. I had my computer, so the minute it stopped,
you wrote
I
earthquake.
Posted it. Yeah.
Earthquake.
Yes.
And you didn't leave your screen.
I know.
You didn't leave your screen the whole time.
The only problem was if he would have been on his iPad, it would have said, what would you like to undo?
We were both outside. Mark was still sitting in his chair typing away.
Yeah, in a way, Mark was more cool and collected than we were.
That's right.
Mark. Oscar Santana, where were you?
I was in a boardroom, and we were having a marketing meeting, and I initially had thought it was a semi coming by for a pickup for the product that we sell.
Right.
And
load of grates.
I just said,
load of
grates. I said, that is the loudest. I said, that is the loudest semi we've ever had come through here. And as I said that, the whole building started shaking left to right. And
what floor were you on?
It's only one floor.
Okay.
But we have these lights that hang like you would in a warehouse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or a movie.
And then they started swaying. You knew it was an earthquake.
Oh,
so then that's when everybody said, and this is what's great about our company, because I don't know if this happens at every company. Mm. Someone got on the loudspeaker and said, there's an earthquake. Get to a door frame as quick as possible.
That's brilliant.
Somebody had the presence of mind to say that.
That's good.
Of course, Oscar got to the door frame and blocked everyone from leaving the boardroom.
But everyone did that. And when it was over, we surveyed the damage. Our CEO had someone come out and see what's happened to the building
the day of.
Right.
And then everybody just kept on working.
Right.
So you did go to a door frame at that point. I ran outside of my house. You know, you realize why people die in earthquakes, though, because you have seconds to formulate the, what it is.
Figure out what's happening.
Determine what it is, rather.
Yeah. Yeah.
And get to wherever you're going to get.
And it's even a thunderstorm, the skies get dark.
Right.
If there's a tornado, you see it coming.
You have a sense of
it. Something. Just happens.
This happens with no warning whatsoever.
Right.
And I didn't know until today, really. I didn't remember the old door frame thing, but that's what everybody says.
Yeah.
Stand in a door frame. I don't care. You know, I know they say the people get killed by running outside. I still want to run outside.
Sure. Well, you want it to be like you want it to be like a John Cusack disaster movie.
I don't.
You want everyone to gather in the street at the time. Yeah.
I don't want to. I look. I know if I'm in a doorframe and it's a massive earthquake, the doorframe's coming down too.
Oh, right.
Sure.
So that's the way I think about it.
No, but the way it's set up, either you lay underneath your IKEA desk, which is going to crumble if something falls underneath.
But that's what
it.
The expert that I talked to at at the Hurricane
something
Center
solid,
said.
Something
yeah, but
solid.
If it's
though.
An oak desk, yes.
Yes, right.
If it's an most of our Cube Nation desks mm-hmm. are either made of some sort of a plastic or
fiberboard. Or
fiberboard. Right. Those things aren't going to hold down what comes
I
down.
I should sell He's tickets right. under my desk. I have Big Daddy's stainless steel desk from 1960.
Do you That's really? So it's got a stainless steel frame.
You got to see what you
the
gotta
brand
see,
is invincible.
You right. got to see what you're working with as far as going under a desk. Yeah. That's
but
the
do
reality.
You fit under it? That's the question. Do you fit under it, Rob?
If I take the drawers out,
if you take the drawers,
wise ass.
So we were there, and then began. The first thing that Mark and RJ and I did was we ran into the
kitchen,
the den.
We're looking under,
and we actually RJ and I went into the kitchen, turned on a TV in there.
Snacking.
Then I went in, I got the boys back in, and we turned on the TV. And really, I know I'm probably being a little rough on them, but remarkably slow to get anything on the
television.
We were getting our information on Facebook.
We were getting all of our information
exactly.
on Facebook.
Exactly, and Twitter.
Because, you know, and then it was a network cut.
Yeah,
in.
But think about what you just said. There's no warning for this.
Oh, God.
I just really?
Another earthquake. Yeah.
Where's my cushion?
No, it's over here.
Where's the spray?
It's a little late now for your cushion.
Thank you very much. I'm really sorry.
But for something that had no warning.
Don't lift up.
No, I'm not going to lift up.
For an event with no warning, I think that's hand sanitizer.
That's the wrong spray.
Although you might want to use that as well.
I think the fault for the networks, the fault of the networks is not the speed of the coverage. It was the length of the coverage and the repetition.
Plus,
because by 10 p.m., I'd heard everything 20 times.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
It's impossible for them to compete with Twitter and Facebook, by the way.
It is impossible, but I was, even with it being impossible, I would say 5 to 10 minutes after, 5 to 10 minutes afterwards, you would want to have something.
But what was worse, the actual earthquake in our initial reactions or the municipalities and the cities around here and the way they reacted?
Here's the problem. I'm gonna go through what I think, and you guys weigh in on this.
Okay.
I'm gonna start with the news coverage, then I'm gonna start with everything that leads into today.
All right.
The news coverage to me, and Rob touched on it, it was not just that they were tardy, and they, you know, I suppose they can only do so much.
They did the best they could.
But but you realize now how understaffed these local news operations are. And it was frustrating because we're like, come on. We've experienced this. Get somebody into the newsroom.
Yes.
Get them on the air as soon as possible. I thought, Mark, you would agree. It took an awful long time.
It really did. We were you just kept flipping through every channel and there was nothing.
And maybe it was Channel 5 that got on first. Maybe I want to
watch CBS Channel 4. When we actually CBS Network News came
CBS
on
Network
first.
News God. Came on. Right. And then later on as the afternoon progressed, I decided I was going to do an eyewitness report.
Yes.
And I called in and I called Channel 9, and Steve Houck over at 9 picks up the phone and goes, I said, Steve Houck, and he says his full name. Mm-hmm. And I happen to, of all the people
you
in
know
that
him.
Building,
you know him.
I know the guy. Oh. So I said, Steve, Mike O'Mara. Hey, Mike, how you doing? I said, just out here in Manassas. You want to go on the air? Yeah. So bing, bang, boom.
You know, you were lucky to get an outgoing line. It took me 30 minutes after my initial call to get a phone line.
I was on a hard line.
Well, both hard line and cell.
Hey, Mike.
It reminded me of 9/11.
Before you get to that, you called your mother first.
Yeah, oh, I called
her. She had the line of the day.
Oh, yes,
my God. You know what? I think sometimes that I got my sense of humor from part of it from my dad, part of it from my mom. No, I got it all from my mom.
Really?
I call my mom, 91 years old up in Boston, and I said to her, Mom, did you feel the earthquake? We had an earthquake down here. She said, no, I saw that on television. I said, but did you experience any shaking at all? She said, nothing more than I have usually.
I love that.
You know, she's that perspective.
Yeah, that's
when you're 91, I love her. It was great. She didn't feel anything up in Boston. Mm-hmm. I haven't touched base with the rest of my family up in Maine to find out if they experienced anything up in Maine.
Maybe Kathy could send a picture of any damage that was done.
Kathy, unavailable, which is usually
of course.
Usually the
my
case.
My dad was flipping out. He was calling my phone and my very
various phones than everybody I knew trying
None
to get through.
None of my family members flipped out. Yeah.
Text messaging was a big thing.
Yeah,
that was working.
Texts were fine.
Texts were working. Yeah.
So as far as the local news, I'm not going to throw them completely under the bus, but they were a tad tardy.
They were.
And what compounds that tardiness is what Rob said. Because then, by the time it's over... Mm-hmm. They've gotten all their troops in line.
Sure.
They've gotten all their satellite trucks in position.
To report
They've
nothing.
Gotten all their people lined up. And then
They've
it
got
becomes,
Chris Gordon down by the crumbled chimney.
Yeah, and then it becomes Chimley. This Chimley. Overkill, ridiculous thing that I watched for Mark, after you left the house, I watched it for maybe 5 or 10 more minutes.
Right.
Because
it gets
just
stale.
Repeat.
There's
repeat.
Nothing
I had it on and muted, and I was amazed at the repetition.
Yeah,
right.
It was, and really to see they had, one of the networks had a Chinaman down on the mall.
Oh, no, stop. Jesus, Rob.
And they just kept going to her, and she
Chinaman.
Fell through from the other side of the earth.
And she really was just standing there in the sunshine.
You don't help.
No, I'm
You don't help.
I'm feeding into his.
Jesus Christ. So, you're Chinaman.
You know,
she was cute.
The other thing that we were noticing.
You notice how he called her? The woman, a female, an Asian female, a Chinaman.
Chinaman.
Right when.
So
it,
she's an Oriental. Is that better?
Shut up.
Right when we started scouring the television to find something, once they started going to local coverage, you could tell that they were on their skeleton cruise for first like 20 minutes.
When you tune into channel, I think it's channel 4, and you see at the anchor desk.
Yes.
Liz Crenshaw and Tom Sherwood.
Yes. What?
Yes. And Tom Sherwood.
Crenshaw was anchoring?
She was.
Tom Sherwood.
Oh, my God.
Tom Sherwood looks like somebody just took him out of a washing machine.
I bet when they showed Liz Crenshaw in a close-up in high def, it looked like the results of the earthquake. Said, look what's happened to Mineral, Virginia.
They took the two people that were in their newsroom and threw them behind.
Yeah, they might as well have had me and RJ at the desk.
They probably were working on another story in an editing bay, and they said, oh, my God, you have to get in front of the camera.
Right. She was doing Will It Work.
And at one point, they brought Channel 9, because I stayed on hold with Channel 9, for a while until I said F it.
Yeah. Right.
When they kicked when the phone rang and I'm like, oh, they're gonna kick me up to the it rang to the front desk again. Oh. And I'm like, well, they don't value me because I'm not a cameraman. And right before I thought
but
I was going to
called
go
in
on,
for your eyewitness account.
I
did
called
you
in
tell
for my
them?
Eyewitness account. Absolutely.
Did you tell them that you had recently been on 207?
No, I didn't tell them that. Maybe that's the desire. Maybe it's my love of TV.
I think that's what it is.
Heightened. But no, but I was out here.
You should have used FaceTime.
All right, button it. That's Hold on it. Just a second. What I was going
to
say was.
I used to be friends with Angie Goff.
The reason I did this.
Used to be?
No, I called the first guy that answered the phone, kicked me right up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was Steve Houck. He said, hey,
I don't
Mike,
know. I have no
hey,
idea.
Mike, you want to
Where
get
have
here?
You been? We
That's
did
what
this
I just
on
said.
This show.
That's what I just said
minutes
like 5 minutes ago.
I don't know who Steve is. That's
well,
a thing.
He's a guy. He's a news director guy over at Channel 9.
Yes.
And,
talking about me.
And so I sat there and waited and waited and waited. They kicked me to the front. I said, to hell with this. Mm-hmm. And then it was the orgy that they had, the orgy of news. You know, we went over to channel. He is sleepy. We went over to channel 4.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
That's right.
You know where you get some young disc assistant. I'm not going to get on. The reason I wanted to do an eyewitness account.
Yes.
They were doing DC.
You wanted Virginia.
Where all their people. Mm-hmm. I said I'm in Manassas. I was the closest.
You were
person
closer
to that I could find at that point. Right before I thought I was going to get my little moment to do the eyewitness news. Mm-hmm. They get a was it a cameraman? Somebody who was calling. From Mineral.
Oh,
somebody
yeah.
was calling, and I'm
no.
like,
"Trumped you.
I'm toast.
Yep.
I'm toast." And that was after you left, I think.
It was funny to see, though, because RJ and I were both kind of quietly anticipating when Mike was going to blow his top about being on hold for so long. and you lasted a lot longer than I thought surprised. You would.
Well, I knew I was excited.
I knew the moment. I knew that I'd be low priority. I knew I'm not from the Geological Survey or anything like that. Right. But I said, I'm a broadcaster, and they know that. I could probably give a nice little account of what's going on.
But by the way, you do earn one how dare you for being on hold with them without letting me know so I could record it.
When well, I you're found always out on that Facebook, we put it up on Facebook.
Uh-huh. No, but you didn't tell me.
Mm. Yeah, but you, I'm surprised
you live
you didn't
on
see
Facebook.
It. Surprised you didn't see that.
Well, I T-voted for a while. It's a shame you didn't get on.
Your brain has the shell on it.
Yeah, so I didn't get on TV, and Mark put it up on TV, and maybe that was the jinx. I don't know.
The
that
Facebook
we put it up,
jinx.
That
yeah.
we said that we were going to be on the television. So I didn't get on the magic box. No big whoop. I didn't care about that. But I did then, rapidly after that, when I realized that I wasn't going to be involved in it. That's when I got turbo bored.
Well, sure.
And I turned it right off, watched a movie.
What movie?
What'd you watch?
Earthquake.
Volcano?
No, I watched an old movie.
Towering Inferno.
What the hell movie did I watch? I watched it on HDNet.
Armageddon.
I watched
Streetcar
it on
Named
HD.
Desire.
No, but it was an old movie.
Stella.
What the hell was it? I can't remember. I can't remember.
Must have been great.
It was a classic. It was a classic.
Would I have liked it?
It was not Cool Hand Luke, but Cool Hand Luke was coming on
was
after.
I'm surprised you didn't stay with CHL.
I'm surprised you didn't do that.
Yeah, well.
Anyway. So any other tip-ins on the earthquake? Is that exhausts our earthquake.
So.
Our earthquake coverage?
The four-quake. Those rumors that this is something before a bigger one.
Well, statistically, and I've talked to people about this, the fact is that as we get further and further away from that quake we had yesterday, the chances of the big one are less and less and less. So the further you are from it, the less chance of aftershocks and the less chances of that it's a four quake. Also, you know, what they said is that it is the equivalent of the plates rubbing together. Mm-hmm. The rock is so much more dense and so much cooler here in this part of the United States that it's like ringing a bell, and that's why so many people from such a great distance felt that. So that's it on the earthquake. And then, you know, a West Coasters, lick it.
Yeah,
it was an earthquake. We had fun with it.
Yeah,
Mark's people had the four-quake removed.
The four-quake was removed.
And no one killed.
No one killed at all.
No one seriously hurt.
With the damage down in Mineral, how much damage were you? Are you going to have that in your news at all? Damage?
No, and
like
we don't have damage figures, but Mineral, the epicenter of the quake, was where the most structural damage occurred, certainly. And I know that there was some damage, pretty serious, in Culpeper, some school buildings and those kinds of things.
Any flooding at all down there from pipes or anything?
Really,
because you have to be very, very careful.
Water mains and sewer mains tend to break when the earth shifts like
especially
this.
Especially near the epicenter.
We've been very lucky.
And you know how bad that mineral water is.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I just stopped the show. I just felt like I had to. What were you going to say? Because I'm trying to get that line, and he's over here going.
I'm glad we got that line on.
Oh, F you.
Thanks for the hand gesture.
Thanks a lot. What do you want?
Like clockwork.
What do you want?
I think it was telling that the most dynamic television they had of damage.
Here we go.
What was the most telling?
Grocery store damage. And it is sad that they lost a lot of their stuff. They lost their coolers. They lost their freezer. But, I mean, if that is the main damage with no lives lost.
So lucky.
Not so bad.
So
and
lucky.
What I got from one of the Facebookers was a guy that said to me, you know, we sleep through a 5.8 out here. So
yeah, but a 5.8, like you were talking about the plate difference, 5.8 shakes more here in the east than it does in the west.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, being up there, and I'll tell you, really, if you want to experience an earthquake, I recommend highly do it when you're on the crapper.
Yeah.
kind of cool, though.
It was kind of cool. Yeah. A very cool experience. Yeah. We'll take a break and come back with what's his name's audio vault right here on the
I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down.
Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault. Yay. I want to tell you guys our Amazon page.
Yes.
I need to remind you. You got to try a little harder. Okay? We're not freaking out here, but we want to make sure that you go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and you do your Amazon shopping through that page. I was talking to Mark about it yesterday. We want to ramp it up a little bit.
Always remember this. That's why we want you to bookmark
remember.
Right.
All right. Don't be confused by other websites. Anyway, so that's what we'd like you to do. We know you have choices.
I'm sleepy.
But when you think of Amazon, think of MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Right.
Thank you for shopping Amazon. I want you, you know, that's really better when you're awake when I can do that. But anyway, thank you for shopping Amazon.
I heard what you said.
Wait a second, Mike. I'm just curious. Why didn't you call Channel 9?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Really, seriously, this is one of the most important ways that we monetize this show. Mm-hmm. It's so important for you when you're doing your internet shopping, when you're going online to go to Amazon.com through the Mike O'Mara Show. If you're thinking about anything, even today, if you're thinking about buying something, do it today for us. Help us out.
Ask your friends and family to do the same thing.
Please
too. No, I've been doing that. I've been running into people who say, oh, I bought this at Amazon. And I said, well, did you go through our show? And they said, no. Well, please start doing that.
Yes. It's a tiny little move you can make online that helps us out.
Who's Steve?
Okay, thank you. Let's open up the audio vault.
Bridges?
Time to open up. Oh, incidentally, the best line I got from Steve Bridges out of KCJJ, at where we are heard every day at 5 o'clock out in beautiful Coralville, Iowa, place that I'm looking forward to seeing. We got lots of places.
Gotta stay
focused.
This is the time of year, ladies and gentlemen, where we get a lot of ideas that we go, yeah, we got to do that, and then we all go home. Mm-hmm. And we really have to pay attention.
Yeah.
You know what, Mark? I think as a delegator, you got to put each one of us on a particular thing to make sure it gets done, because otherwise it's not going to happen.
Yeah, because the other thing we have to discuss is the cruise.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's still that's still alive?
There are no cruises in Iowa.
It is. I'm still talking with our friend who's been researching it.
What?
Yeah. We're looking. We're hoping right around the new year, January, February.
Okay. Oh, really?
Nice.
That'll be beyond fun.
That'll be a nice.
That'll be absolutely beyond fun. What is Steve Bridges writes to me on Facebook? God, how did he put
it? Glad you didn't die, Mike.
Glad you didn't die. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Buzz. That's exactly what it was. Glad you didn't die.
Such a nice man.
And I said, thanks for caring, Steve, or something like that. I'm early Alzheimer's. I can't remember anything.
We're gonna talk about early Alzheimer's in the vault. But first, do you know that during the earthquake, the Indians and the Mariners were playing in Cleveland? So we have the home and away teams, PA guys talking, or radio guys talking about when the earthquake
Let's listen.
Love when live broadcasting gets in there. It's baseball. A shame that we were not on the air when the earthquake happened. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's not just his overall numbers.
I think we're having an earthquake, boys. We are having an earthquake. First, I thought it was like, what the hey? And now I'm looking, I turned and looked at the guys. I said, is it just me? This is an earthquake.
It's like
Gapper. Off the bat of Chew, it's still going, this earthquake.
Wow.
A double for Chew.
So,
I felt a little sway. I thought I was moving in my chair, and I turned around and looked at the other guys, and everybody's saying that. I'm looking down at Kevin and our radio.
Chew hit a double during an earthquake.
That is a really, really good job done by that broadcaster.
Yeah.
And obviously, the players on the field didn't feel it like they did up in the broadcast.
Or disregarded.
Well, anyone who's ever seen a concert or a game at RFK knows when you get high up in a stadium, just people moving will make it shake.
Right. That's great. So that's good audio.
Here's
like
the away game. This is, again, Mariners-Indians in Cleveland yesterday.
We just felt the entire press box. Rick, it was moving around a little bit.
It sure was.
Kind of strange. Everybody's looking at one another. Man.
Now, I don't know if that's an earthquake or... Gary and Tommy were jumping around in the back of the booth.
All right, you really, I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah,
it is an absolute perfect illustration
of
good and bad broadcasters.
Yeah, you're right.
You've got the two guys from Cleveland, right? Mm-hmm. They were
the Cleveland home announcers,
who are beautiful because Cleveland's more of a baseball town. Mm-hmm. Then you got the guys that are professional sports guys like we have in D.C. that are blah, blah, blah. It's such a perfect example of keeping it real. And then I think we're having an earthquake.
Yeah.
He hit a double up the gap. I think we're having an earthquake. And we felt it, but we're still kind of cool and tough. So we're not really going to describe it because we're really not that bright. We're not really bright enough to do that.
Are you bright?
I'm not bright.
Okay, but you're going to talk about it.
You might know a friend of mine in D.C., Charlie Slows.
He's not bright.
Charlie Slows.
Now, it's funny. Yesterday, we were talking about Jimmy Kimmel and how it's one of your favorite shows.
Yes,
good.
Safe Home, Uncle Frank. Frank passed away.
Oh, that's a shame. He was such a staple of that show.
And he really was Kimmel's uncle. And this is one of my favorite Uncle Frank moments when he was the chief meteorologist of the Jimmy Kimmel show. This kind of actually is timely. This is him not talking about earthquake, but tornado safety. This is Jimmy Kimmel's Uncle Frank on tornado safety.
What do you do when you see a tornado approaching? You should hit the ground. The lower, the better. It might still get you, but you have a better... It's like if you're being fired upon by weapons. What do? You hit the ground. You get as low... If there's a hole, you get down there. Anything below you, anything below the earth, you get below. And it might pass right over you, the tornado.
That's right.
Because it's a forceful, forceful object, that tornado. It's a gusty wind.
But it's sad. He was a great part of that show.
Did he have a long illness, or was it sudden, or what?
I did not see what the cause of death was.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Mike, you did a recording session for Garmin.
Ooh. Yes.
And we have the first demo of that for both you and Charlie Stewang Stabilak.
Okay. Cool.
And while we're on the topic, do you have a few minutes after the show to
do
a session? Good.
Good.
All right, here is Mike in the Garmin, soon available for your dashboard.
Wow, what a nice car. Fancy. Proceed to highlighted route. Turn left, then turn right. In 900 feet, turn left. No, you screwed up. Recalculate. In 1/4 mile, board ferry. Proceed to highlighted route. In 2 miles,
nice.
Turn left. Continue en route. No. Recalculating. In 1/4 mile, make a U-turn. In 1/4 mile,
very cool.
Turn right.
This is really driving too, right?
In 900 feet.
In use.
Turn right. In 3 3/4 miles, turn right. in 1 mile. Turn left.
That's awesome.
No. Recalculating. Turn right.
I love the thought of Tab driving around making wrong turns on purpose to get it to fantastic. Say everything and somehow finding a ferry in Kentucky.
You know, we did an initial one, and then Tab, was my producer-director for the last session, and he really tweaked it so it sounds a little bit more easy to understand. It's all about inflection for the certain individual words.
And Tab will walk you through it.
We're all doing them. They'll all be available soon, and if only there was some way you could buy a Garmin from Amazon, then we'd really be set.
Yeah. Can you tell we're in our end of summer, we need to make more money push on
back
this
to
show?
Cleveland. Put our focus back on Cleveland, Mike. Right. A suburb of Cleveland is Brownhelm Township.
Brown.
And this is one of my favorite news stories in maybe 5 years. Not only by the way they set it up, but the content of the story and the way the reporter handles it. In a nutshell, a guy stole a semi, drove it into a sex toy shop, and stole a real doll.
I'm sorry.
Okay? But I want you to hear how real news people handle real news.
Okay, very good.
Let's go to Brownhelm Township.
It was a saucy smash and grab. A man uses a semi to break into an adult store. Now, cops on the hunt for a creep with a dangerous sex drive.
A criminal with a major sex drive robbed a local adult store.
Yeah, the whole thing caught on tape, and he made off with one pricey toy. Our Harry Boomer has the developing news on
Harry Boomer, Mike.
Harry Boomer?
Well, Denise, the store isn't releasing the video. Say they don't want to encourage copycats, but there's plenty of evidence of how badly the highly sexed man wanted to satisfy his
fantasies. Is this
from
Onion?
This is real.
Well, a little accent with Boomer. How to satisfy his... We do not know what that accent is we've got
It's
here.
A Harry Boomer accent.
Okay.
A sexual deviant is responsible for knocking in the double doors at this adult mart.
Oh, I think it's an impediment.
Double doors?
I think it's an impediment. Can you go back to Harry Boomer?
I can. Hold on.
The doors, the point guard.
Robbed a local adult store.
Yeah, the whole thing caught on tape, and he made off with one pricey toy. Our Harry Boomer has the developing
Our Harry Boomer.
Absurd crime.
Well, Denise, the store isn't releasing the video. Say they don't want to encourage copycats, but there's plenty of evidence of how badly the highly sexed man wanted to satisfy his fantasies. A sexual deviant is responsible for knocking in the double doors at this adult mart. He wasn't screwing around either. Once he drove the big rig into the doors, he headed straight for an $800 sex toy. Now, how should I describe this? It was a lifelike size masturbator complete with female genitalia with legs and buttocks. It was similar to this mannequin, but much more sexually explicit. He had to have dropped the anatomically correct sex toy off someplace because police found the semi and the man still in it about a quarter mile from where he stole it. When police showed up, the sex toy was not in the cab.
Mike, the sex toy was gone.
What the hell is that accent? It's like foreign or African American or maybe Hispanic. I can't tell.
It's that wascally wabbit.
Yeah, it's Elmer Fudd. It's part accent, part impediment.
Deus that toy that he had, you.
He ditched the semi, Mike, but wait, it gets better.
The man jumped out from the truck and ran down some nearby tracks. He got away.
He got away!
The Lorain County Sheriff's Department says the pervert stole this red truck from the JT Container Company on Wolford Avenue in Elyria around 2 a.m. Monday. He smashed right through a couple of gates on his way out. Now, this is not the first time this store has been hit up for sex toys. Back in September 2009, a man drove a car into the store. Huh. He picked up a similar sex toy costing about $300, but he put it down and made off with one costing $150.
Police don't think the burglaries are related, but someone had to have heard this truck rumbling through the neighborhood at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Maybe somebody even saw it. Drop a dime on this fool. Call the police and report this freak. I'm Harry Boomer, 19.
We will have a picture of Harry Boomer up on the website. Yes.
Drop a dime on this fool.
Drop a dime on this fool.
And you know,
make sure he found it. We have for a bit more.
Sexual pervert.
As we start our second batch of 400 shows, we've often looked for a motto.
I just wanted
Michael
to say
Mara
about
show.
That last story. Yes. I know you're doing the next setup,
right?
But I was going to, Mark and I were talking a little bit about merchandising yesterday, and I believe that the TMOS masturbator coming to a store near you.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up.
I know, a lot of fun.
We've been looking for a motto for the show, and I do have a motto, and this is that motto.
It was a lifelike size masturbator complete with female genitalia with legs and buttocks.
Thank you.
A lifelike size. I didn't know they called those dolls. I always thought it was a love doll.
I do too.
Didn't think they gave you that technical
and I
name.
Think, just part of it.
I would think the news director would want you to say love doll.
I would think
and
love
not
doll.
Masturbator.
A lifelike size.
Unbelievable.
There we are.
Do you want to know that Jimmy Fallon is psychic?
Ooh, okay.
I know you're not a fan. Neither am I, but this is an odd coincidence. In 1998, he was doing a sketch. Mike, come back.
Mike.
Yeah, I'm there.
This is to bring Oscar in. It's
okay, all right. Very good.
All right. In 1998, he was doing a sketch with Alec Baldwin where they did a ripoff of A Christmas Carol. He was the ghost of host's future.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this is a line from that sketch. This is from 1998 on Saturday Night Live.
Beware of the ghosts of host's future.
Jimmy Fallon.
He comes out with chains because he's a ghost.
Apparently, I've become a huge star in the future. And I host a show in the year 2011. Come see.
The thing is Saturday Night Live announced yesterday that he will be hosting the show in 2011 and 3 days off from the date that they make fun of in the sketch.
Really?
Wow. Very spooky.
Woo!
Woo!
God, tell me they don't circle jerk around
oh,
there.
Oh, I know.
To get that fact out there. Hey, Jimmy Fallon predicted it.
He saw the future.
Want to hear a great 911 call?
And then we got to get
okay, we can actually close with this.
Very good.
This is Oksana Grigorieva. Do you remember her?
Yeah, that's Mel Gibson squeeze.
Well, her son, not Mel's son, but her son put his hand through a plate glass window.
Ooh.
Remember, when you call 911, Mike, the best thing to do is remain calm.
Tell me exactly what happened.
He shut the door very fast, and the chips of the glass just...
Is he awake?
Yes, he's awake, but he's, like, in shock. It's a huge chunk. He's passing out. He's like, oh, my God, he just fell down. Oh, my God, he's seizure. Oh, my God.
We got help on the way there now, okay?
Okay, please.
Don't hang up, okay?
Sasha, what shall I do?
Is he breathing normally right now?
Are you breathing? Sasha, are you breathing?
Yeah. If he becomes unconscious, let me know immediately.
He never lost consciousness. He's fine.
Are you
it was
breathing?
A bad
How is she going to blame Mel Gibson for that?
I don't know. But just remain calm. That's all you got to do, Mike.
We will take a break. And when we come back, it's Buzz and the News right here. And don't call anywhere. We'll be right back, everybody.
I'll fix it in the editing.
Will you?
Well, bless my soul.
You know, really, the way you do that is I mean, for you, there's a lot of skill involved getting those. You don't have a traditional like board right now.
No, it's fine.
So it's you know, but if you need anything to make that easier, just
I'd love it. Cold drink.
Welcome back.
Anything? A pillow, perhaps?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's get Buzz in here with the news. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by iConfidential.com. It's your lockbox in the sky everywhere you go. Now you can have all your important stuff organized and available on demand. Access and share all your files, pictures, music from any mobile device with iConfidential. From tax records, medical records, x-rays, for example, wills and passports. You can store them all safely and grab them from anywhere with your own 40 gig of organized storage. With $1 million coverage and the same security as your bank, iConfidential is safe, easy, and convenient. Get 30 days free with the code TMOS. After that, just $7.99 a month. iConfidential.com. Just click their ad on our website.
Hand sanitizer is gross.
It is.
Why is
actually.
That?
Look at this. That's just gross.
Looks like you have to drop. Doesn't it look like you have to drop it off at the lab?
Well, yeah. This one has aloe on it, so it's got that tinge to it.
It's just kind of gross looking.
I'm not a fan. You know what's better than that?
What?
Soap and water.
Soap and water.
Hot water.
Yes, and hot soap.
Hot water, like the kind that Jack Nicholson uses in As Good as It Gets.
Right.
You know, when he's obsessive compulsive that way.
Some schools around here were closed today, and some landmarks as well.
Give it back to Mike.
Give it to me.
Jesus
Christ. Careful with the liquids.
Thank you.
Anyway, some schools closed, some landmarks as well, as officials check for structural damage after yesterday's East Coast earthquake. By all accounts, though, we were lucky, and aftershocks aside, it may be another 100 years before this happens again. Damage was minimal, and there's more reporting around on what didn't happen than what did. As a commentary, we offer that it might be time to pay more attention to how cell phone service failed during the confusion that followed the earthquake,
Amen.
Mild as it was.
Amen.
And because so many offices here closed early yesterday, Washington, D.C. again suffered from the traffic gridlock it always experiences when anything unusual happens.
Very thrilling coverage on Channel 9 to see so many people texting.
That was really
great news gathering.
You know, they don't focus on what matters. And Buzz is absolutely right. The cell phone service went bam.
For 40 minutes.
And it was really, and the traffic around here, we're accepting it too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about the congestion. The congestion is the congestion. That's happened. But we just sit on our hands and let that bullshit over in Tyson's Corner happen every day. It's sloppy.
It's messy. I come up to an exit, and you know the exit I'm talking about, Mark, and I'm going to be real local here for a second. Right. For people in the Washington, D.C. area that are listening to me, Oscar does the same thing. There is an exit off of Route 66. Mm-hmm. It's a left-hand exit.
I know about
it's
this.
It's from one major artery to the next. It's going from Major Interstate 66 to Major Interstate 495.
Right, right.
It's a left-hand turn with 20 feet cut out of Jersey
it's
walls.
A death trap.
And
it's
no
like an alley.
Signs. Mm-hmm. The fact that nobody has been killed there by those lazy
yes
f-ks
amazing
that do that. I swear to God, I'm fed up with this crap. Yeah, they leave their crap, they have dump trucks pulling in. There is no real way of managing this because it's all about development around here. It's all about
developers
build. Screw people getting to work at their other jobs. Screw people making it into work on time. Mm-hmm. And it's gotten out of hand. And I think they need to focus on that. And maybe plan just a little bit better when you're going to do one of these road projects. I'm sure they would say, well, we do plan. Well, it doesn't look like
it. Well, what's sad about it is that if you've ever been on any type of golf course, that you will see a golf cart crossing sign every 30 feet.
Right.
But you don't see one on a main thoroughfare like 66 or 495.
There are no golf carts on the highway.
I take this Monday through Friday at night in the dark, and I take
it's scary.
And I take it every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure where
it's amazing.
Is it coming? Is it coming? For somebody that might see it on a GPS, there's gonna be a wreck.
I've said it before. It's embarrassing. Our roads are embarrassing.
The sign has been up, the sign has been down, the sign has been up. And even with the sign up, it's cut into a Jersey wall. Yeah. It's 20 feet.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It's amazing. Hey, it was, by the way, a day of quakes yesterday in the US, a 5.2 south of Denver, a 3.6 in the San Francisco area. Meanwhile, officials are keeping watch on that sleeping giant in the Midwest, the New Madrid Fault that runs from Arkansas to Illinois. It's all quiet right now.
And
now,
that's supposed to be a biggie. I mean, as far as the one that's not on the West Coast, that's the biggest one in the country. Correct?
Absolutely.
Right. Now, is it related, the fact that does one touch off another?
Does anyone know? They say no. My gut feeling is always yes. Scientists say no. We got to go with the scientists.
Okay. Yeah.
Just make sure you know where you buy your house in Iowa.
That's right.
Make sure it's not near that fault.
Well, I've got a great deal.
It's not his fault.
A great deal.
And now
it's in Steve's backyard.
Hey, it just became a duplex.
Now we turn our attention to the hurricane, Hurricane Irene. Although it's now on track to possibly bypass our area, it's becoming a major dangerous storm that will likely hit the Carolinas and bounce off the upper northeast as well. It was pounding the Bahamas this morning, threatening to dump. I was pounding the Bahamas this morning. It was threatening to dump up to a foot of rain there with storm surges of up to 11 feet. But there is other news besides natural disasters that bears reporting. New protections for airline passengers went into effect yesterday, including the refunding of baggage fees when bags are lost, something that unbelievably didn't exist until now. The new rules also force airlines to pay and pay big for bumping people off of oversold flights. The White House has ordered the cutting of red tape it says will save taxpayers $10 billion over the next 5 years. A jury in Alaska has convicted the mother accused of child abuse for putting hot sauce in her son's mouth and forcing him to take cold showers. The jury agreed with the prosecutors that the real abuse here is that the 36-year-old mother did this as part of an audition tape for the Dr. Phil show.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, the hot sauce did no permanent damage. The cold showers did no permanent damage. The fact that a mother would exploit a child, that's abuse.
Bingo. Good. See you later. Enjoy your time in jail.
The biggest, most famous proponent of hot saucing, as it's called?
Who's that?
Blair from The Facts of Life.
Right.
We talked about that the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Guilty.
Blair McEwen.
Well, this mother now faces a fine of up to $10,000 and up to a year in prison.
Kirk does it.
Does he really?
Yeah. We had a big argument about it on the show the other day.
You know what I say?
I of course, was convinced that I was wrong by the end of the argument. Anyway.
I just say delicious.
The family of the late Amy Winehouse said yesterday the toxicology reports show there were no illegal drugs in her system when the singer died last month.
You have plenty of prescriptions, I bet.
Yeah, there was alcohol in her system and no official word yet on whether there were legal prescription drugs in her system, but I think you're making a fair assumption.
Yeah, this is the spin, and I bought it this morning when we had it on the radio. I said that, that's terrific that, wow, I'm so surprised. And then I realized that was the semantics of it that, illegal drugs weren't found in her system, so she probably was loaded up with prescriptions.
It's Elvis all over again.
Yeah,
Elvis,
thing.
You know, he said he wasn't an addict because everything was prescribed.
Yeah, and and the family coming out releasing that statement, no illegal drugs in her system, they enable, they continue to enable even beyond the grave.
You're right.
You know? Mm-hmm.
And finally, a story that kind of brings us full circle, a topic we were mentioning earlier in the show. We go out, actually, with a couple of stories from the boys of summer. St. Louis Cardinals slugger Matt Holliday was forced out of the game against the Dodgers Monday night because a moth flew into his ear. And for a while, no one could get it out. They even took Matt into a dark room to try to coax it out with a flashlight.
Be nasty. Ivy moth. That's the Japanese.
It grew up and attacked Japan.
I know.
Eventually, the moth was pulled out with what's described as a utensil. No word on what kind of utensil.
It was a Louisville slugger.
Chopstick.
And it was Angel Pagan's turn at bat for the Mets Monday night as they visited the Phillies. But Pagan had to pay a visit himself to the men's room after feeling a troubling rumbling in his gut.
The pain.
Was his turn at bat.
The pain.
By the time he made it back out onto the field, the rumbling was coming from the stands as fans booed him for the delay. That's okay. Pagan didn't like his batter either. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. That's it. We got to get out of here. Our show today was brought to you by Encore, O-N-C-O-R, Insurance Services, LLC. Give them a call. They can review all of your life insurance needs, 866-347-5748, and you would be blown away by how much life insurance you can get for just a dollar a day. Especially if you're not like anybody in this room and you're actually healthy.
Right.
Call now at 866-347-5748. Licensing and disclaimer information can be found on their website, smartterm.com. Now, now I'm reading this, and that's what it is. It's SmartTerm. That's what Encore Services
is. Right? Their
Encore
website
Insurance
address.
Is SmartTerm.com.
Right.
I had a moment. I had a senior moment
that's
because
right.
I'm not healthy. That's it. For everybody with testicles in this room, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Who's Steve?
Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
Earthquake!